We continue now with lesson number 17 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. We're in the fourth perek, today the fifth and sixth Mishnayos of the fourth perek. Mishnah He and Mishnah Vov of Perek Daled. Hamavkia Bazayas. If a person is chopping some wood off of an olive tree because he needs the wood for fuel or whatever, so he's left now a severed piece of olive tree, and he wants to cover over that exposed piece of olive tree. He wants to take it and smear it with earth. The Mishnah says, Lo yechapehu be'ofor. You can't cover up that exposed piece of wood with offer with mud or whatever. The reason being, and this is a fundamental principle now in the laws of Shvius, that in the laws of Shvius, what's prohibited in the manner, in the cases of Avodas Ilon, work you do on the tree itself, what you're not allowed to do during Shemitah is to improve the tree, to fix the tree in some way, to make it better. However, if all you're doing is helping the tree survive and not rot or decay or deteriorate, then that's permissible. So here, if you put on this offer, you on the cut, the place where the cut was done, you are mashbiach, you are improving the tree. You are remedy, you are improving it, making it better. And the basic rule is that any avoda which is lahashbiach, to improve a tree, letakein, to fix the tree, is prohibited on Shvius. But, says the Mishnah, avol mechasehu ba'avonim o bekash, you can cover up the cut with stones or with straw, because the stones and the straw will protect the tree from further deterioration. They'll prevent it from becoming dried out. And that's permitted, because that is lekiyum ho'ilon, to assure the existence of the tree, the continuation of the tree. That's permissible during Shvius. The Mishnah continues, Hakotzeitz kodos shikmo. Shikmo is a sycamore tree from which lumber was extracted, because there were thick trees and good solid wood. So if you cut a kora, a beam of wood, a plank of wood from the shikmo tree, again, lo yechasehu be'ofor, don't cover it with earth, because that will improve the shikmo. That's mashbiach eso ilom. But avo mechasehu v'avo nimo v'kash, you can cover it with stones or with straw, because they will merely protect it from drying out. Now, a young sycamore tree is called Bisulas Shikma, a virgin sycamore tree. The young sycamore tree, if it is cut, it would be the practice was to bedafka, to intentionally cut pieces off of it, because in its youth, in its first stages of growth, because that would stimulate further growth and a thicker expanse of the tree. So, can you do that on Shemitah? Mishnah says, Ein kotzitzin besulas shikmo bashvius. You cannot cut the besulas shikmo, this young shikmo tree, during Shvius. Why? Mipnei shehu avoda. Because this is a constructive act of avodas ilon. This is an act which is done in order to be mashbiach the shikma, in order to get it to grow to a thicker and stronger and perhaps longer types of planks or boards or beams of wood. Rabbi Yehuda omer kedarka also. Rabbi Yehuda says, to cut the besulas hashikma in its usual manner, that means to cut it down below the 10 tfachim, close to the ground, within 10 tfachim from the ground, That is also to do during Shviyas, because that type of cutting is what causes the shikma to regrow even better and stronger than before. But what he should do, Ela o magbia asar tfachim, either he should make the cut above 10 tfachim from the ground, o gomei me al ha'oretz, or he should cut right down to ground level, leaving nothing exposed at all. That's not the usual derech, and that would be mutter and shvius. The Rambam paskins, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Distinction between kedarko and shelo kedarko. The Mishnah continues now, Mishnah Vov. Hamezanev bagifonim. Mezanev comes from the word zonov, tail, meaning it is to trim the tips of the twigs of the grape, of the vine. Hamezanev bagifonim. V'hakotzeitz kanim, a person who is trimming sticks that are growing, reeds that are growing in the marshes. So, Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer Yarchik Tefach. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that you can only cut them above one tefach from the ground. Because if you cut them right down to the surface of the ground, that looks like you're preparing the ground for further planting. So therefore, cut it a tefach above the ground and above. That's Rabbi Yossi Haglili's opinion. Rabbi Akiva says no. Kotzeitz kedarko, you can cut it right down to the ground level itself. That's not considered tikkun ha'ilon. It's not considered avodas hakarka. It's just you're doing it because you need these tips or you need these reeds for whatever reason. More so, says Rabbi Akiva, you can do it kedarko. You can even use the standard tools that are used for these procedures. Bakardom, you can use a shovel or an axe, or b'magol, a scythe, or b'amagero, a saw, or b'chol masha yirtza, whatever you need. Says Rabbi Akiva. Does Rabbi Yossi Haglili disagree or not? The Tiferes Yisrael says that this is not the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva, that the machlokas is restricted to whether you need to be marchik tefach, whether you need to cut above one tefach from the ground, but with reference to the fact that you can use a kardom or a magol or a magero, whatever tool is works best, everybody would agree to. The Mishnah continues, Ilon shenifshach. Suppose you have a tree that was hacked, so you have this big cut or split right down the tree, and now it's branching off in two ways. It's going to die. So you're allowed to bind it together. Koshrim oso b'shvius. You're allowed to bind it together so that it will regrow and become one again. However, says the Mishnah, lo sheya'ale, not that you want it to regrow and reconstitute itself. Elo shelo yosif, you want to prevent further splitting. If you split it down to, the split now is 10 inches deep into the tree. And if you don't bind it, it's going to become split down 12 inches or 20 inches down, and then the tree will really be ruined. So you're allowed to be kosher it. You're allowed to bind it together to guarantee that it won't get worse. Lo sheyaleh, not that it should get better, but that it not get worse, consistent with the principle that we've been learning, that the Iser and Avodas Ha'ilon on Shviyas is to improve it. But if you do something which is to protect it from ruin, that is permissible. And so we have finished lesson number 17 in our study of Mishnayos Mesecha Shviyas. We finished Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei and Mishnah Vov, and in the process completed lesson number 17.